So this Thursday, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, is the yahrzeit of the Bar Meshemesh. Upon him is Kalman from Krakow. The city of Krakow was the Le'emel Tiferes bin Klal Yisrael from the Bach and the Ramah, many, many great tzaddikim, the Megala Amukos in Krakow. And another one of the superstars, the Kedusha, the Bar Meshemesh, was considered to be, although the Renei Melech had very, very great Talmidim, the Chodesh from Lublin and others. It could be said about the Mar B'Shemesh that he was the Talmud Mavok of the Noam Elimelech. We have some stories about that Kesher. In his, over the course of his lifetime, he was Davik himself to all the Tzaddiki Hador. First and foremost, the Noam Elimelech, but he spent some time with Yechiel Michal from Zlotchov. And with the Ptira of the Noam Elimelech, he became a Talmud of the Chayzer from Lublin. But he made it his business to be by all the tzaddikim of his time. The Rabbi Reb Zusha, the Baditchever, Mordechai from Nashchiz, who we spoke about last week. And the Chodesh from Lubin was made on him, which only the Chodesh could do, that he was the Neshama of the Tana Rabbi Elazar bar ben Charsai. Rav Shlomo Bobover was a grandson of slipping my mind right now. Rav Shlomo Bobover. His yahrzeit is also on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. And he said about the sefer name of Mar B'Shemesh that it's the Shulchan Aruch of Chassidus. And you don't find with a clarity, with a varmkeit, all the sugis and chassidus which are explored and discussed by Amkos, with the sweetness, that he brings so much from what he saw by the tzaddikim, what he saw with his own eyes, everything which he describes about tzaddikim, how he witnessed it by chassidim, by the tzaddikim. And the tzaddikim said about him, but he remained his whole life a chassid. He was considered like himself a talmid of all these rabbis, and even though he became a rabbi himself, he considered himself to be a talmid. When he was a young boy, so he was far younger than the Berditchever, and the Berditchever was in the city of Krakow. And as a young child, he was noticed the avoda of the Berditchever, and he was very enamored by that, very taken by that. And at one point during the davening, he ran underneath the talus of the Kedushas Levi, of the Berditchever. And many years later, the Noam Elimelech was together with the Kedushas Levi. And the Noam Elimelech said to the Kedushas Levi, I have a Talmud, a Plenimus Kalman, such a special Talmud which I have. So he says, yeah, I would like to see him. So he took one look at the Mar B'Shemesh and he says, this doesn't belong to you, this belongs to me. This belongs to me. He was 5 years old. He was under the talus of the Baditchera. He said, this one is mine. It's not yours. The Tzanzarov was the Talmud of the Mar B'Shemesh, and the other tzaddikim as well, of course, the Rav Tzarevi. And he said once, Tzanzarov, he says, I knew three tzaddikim, that they were like Adam HaRishon Koidam HaChet. And every time that they ate more, it was a bigger mitzvah. Every bite of food they put into their mouth was more of a mitzvah than it wasn't a mitzvah. Tzaddikim said about the Kolam Eskalman that he didn't have any tainuk from food. Mamish, he never had a tainuk from food. And he says, those three tzaddikim are the Heiliger Rav Shetzerov, the Or LaShamayim, we haven't spoken about him yet, Or LaShamayim, and the Mar B'Shemesh. The Ari de Beiloi said about his sefer, the Mar B'Shemesh, said about it, Yesh b'koyach ha-sefer hazeh, this sefer has the ability to take the neshama from the guf of the mensch. To take his neshama, u'lachabsoi, u'lalavnoi, and to clean it, and to whiten it, hadik heitek, very, very thoroughly, u'lachzir k'biyah chadashan, to make it like new again. That's what he said about such a sefer. Such a beautiful sefer. So his first interaction with the Neiman the Melech was as follows. The Neiman the Melech came to the city of Krakow, and he was going to be davening in the famous shul of the Morgal Mukais, and he decided he would join, although he was already married, and his father was someone of a misnagid, but he decided his father-in-law was someone of a misnagid. He decided he was going to go. And he took one look at the Neiman the Melech, and it was just a kesher which was formed at that time, which lasted him his entire life, observing the Neiman the Melech. Davening, it set him on fire. And when he first came to the Neiman the Melech, so it wasn't that easy to get there. He didn't have the funds and he didn't really have the approval, but he worked very hard and he discussed it with his wife. She was a tzaddikis, and although they didn't have the money, she sold all of her jewelry to allow him to go to Luzhansk. And when he first came there, the Rebbe wasn't mekarvim at all. And this is the way by many tzaddikim, how they break the Talmidim and they work with them and they try to see if they're resilient and if they really belong. And he didn't show him any favoritism and any warmth at all. And he was very down about that, the Marvish Shemesh, after all that he took to come. Anyways, the Naim al-Malach didn't allow anybody into his private mechitza unless he was stayed there for a year and a half. But even the first time that he was there, he didn't see any kurva. And the Naim al-Malach says, before you come here, you need to go to Zlachov. He'd go to the Maggid from Zlachov, and he went to the Maggid. And he spent two Shabbosim there, and he knew why he was there. So he sent him back to the Naim al-Malach after two Shabbosim, and he said, tell the Naim al-Malach in my name, Sha'ein le'har b'kir b'kalmish. You don't have many kalmishes. You don't have too many talmidim like this. And that was his stamp of approval from the Naim al-Malach, what he wanted from the Maggid from Zlachov. At that point on, he was Makarvim very much, very much, and brought him to his closest chassidim. Says that he had written many ksavim in Avodas Hashem and in on Gemara, and he was a gevaldik Talmud Chacham b'mar b'shemesh. People think lightly about the godless in Torah of the tzaddikim. He didn't sit down to a suud on Shabbos until he finished Maseches Shabbos and Maseches Erevin, every single Shabbos. He didn't allow anybody to daven with him in his minyan unless they finished before davening two blot of Gemara Rashi Tosfos. Just to daven with him in his minyan, you have to have that criteria. So he had many ksavim, the Kedusha. And after meeting the Naim al-Melech, he burnt all of them. And he says, now that I see how one serves the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I realize that everything which I thought before this was worthless, was not right, and he took it and he destroyed it all. We spoke about once with Tzadik, who had this chustano of Chaim Brim Zatzal. He did the same thing. He met the Chazon Ish in his earlier years, but he had written many, many ksavim. And he says, from the time that he met the Chazon Ish, until he met the Chazon Ish, he didn't know how to learn, and he wasn't learning properly. He took all of his ksavim and he burnt them all, and buried them all. So, after the Petir, that was how he became close to the Chayza from Lublin, to the Neiman of the Melech. After that, he went to the Chayza from Lublin. And he spent good time there, became one of his closest Talmidim as well. Although they were both Talmidim of the Neiman of the Melech, that he was Machni himself, he was Makabal Maris from the Chayza. And the Chayza said, he once remarked to the father, the Divrei Chaim, Ari Leibish, he said, I have three Talmidim that they don't forget a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Pachad Hashem, not even for a single moment. Hershula from Zidachoyv, and the Orla Shemaim, and we have to talk about him, right? And the Orla Shemaim, and Kvanim is Kalman, the Marv Shemesh. We mentioned he spent time from Mordechai Menashchiz, we spoke about last week, and again by all the tzaddikim of his time. He was once on Rosh Hashanah. No, not once a son. The person, the Minchas also says this over that what he once heard. I once heard this from the Minchas Elazar in Rosh Hashanah. Told over the following in his drasha before Tkiya Shofar. He said he heard this from his grandfather, the Shem Shleimer, that the minig of the Neiman al-Melech was that anybody who wanted to come close, like we had said, as a Talmud, had to spend a year and a half being Mishamish in Neiman al-Melech. And so it was true with the Moav Shamish. And when the Neiman al-Melech would do Tikkun Chatzos, so he would have a shamish. Somebody, when the shamish, would sleep outside the room, And as maybe like a shmira, it's not exactly clear what the inyan was, but he had the shamish sleep outside the room. And after the melech would finish tikkun chatzos, he would wake up the shamish. So once the Marbe Shemesh, he had this hergish that he couldn't sleep, Pasha couldn't go to sleep. And he felt that there was something extraordinary going on in the room of the Naim Elimelech. So there was a tiny hole that he was able to look into the room of the Naim Elimelech, if he had the strength to do so. But he saw that coming from this hole was a very great light. Something very unusual was taking place. And he looked into that hole and he saw that there was an old person who was sitting and schmoozing with the Naim Elimelech. And this, the Rebbe, the Naim HaMelech, and this Zakein, this Alta Yid, they were both crying about Shechinta v'Galusa, the Galus of the Shechina. And a very big pachad overcame the Marbe Shemesh to witness this. And he didn't know he was the attendant. He was, blocking the door. There was no other way to get in. How did the Zakein even get in? So when Tikkun Chatzos was over, the Naim HaMelech came to wake up Rav Klenemus Kalman, and he saw that he was an emphasis, Kalman, How come you didn't sleep, and how come your face, you look so afraid? So he said, to be honest, Rebbe, I couldn't sleep because there was a light coming from the room, and I looked inside, and I didn't understand how this Zakein came into the Rebbe. He said, Zakein? He says, what do you mean Zakein? This is your grandfather. This is Avraham Avinu. It's not a Zakein. You don't recognize your grandfather? Avraham Avinu?
Says it so casually.
So in the city of Krakow, so in the Alta Shul, in the old shul, they daven us in Ashkenaz, and he didn't want to daven us in Ashkenaz. So he davened in the corridor, he davened in the hallway. So a neshama came to him for a tikkun. So neshama's come to tzaddikim for a tikkun, so a neshama came and he says, Rebbe, fix me. So he said, what do you keep coming to? I don't do it. It's not my business. I don't fix neshamas. You probably have the wrong guy. So he said, I don't know. He says this. So the neshama said, Min Hashemayim, they told me to come to this shul, and the yid davening nusach svar in the corridor. So he said, I can't help you. I'm not involved in tikkun neshamas. What I could do, though, is I learned some mishnayos today. And since Neshama is the Osios Mishnah, so I'll give you the Perek Mishnah as I learned today as a Tikkun for Neshama. So you can cobble that and you had a Tikkun. When he came to Lublin, afterwards they made fun of him. He says, Kleinemus, you're such a fool. He says, well, you have to give away all your Mishnahs? Even one Mishnah would have been enough. So they said, they mocked him for it. He says, one Mishnah would have been okay. Give me a whole Mishnah as you learned today. One Mishnah would have been okay. Let's stand Madrigas with these people. So as we had said, he was very, very dovuk to the Naim HaMelech. And once he told his children, and he had very great children, one of Rav Aaron and the Gita Yid was the son of the Marbe Shemesh, they went to the Zhensk for the yard site to be by the caver of the Naim HaMelech, which is still done today, thousands go. And this time was different than all other times, that he had asked his family that he wanted to go privately into the Tzion, and nobody should be in. And the door should be closed behind them. And of course, they fulfilled the wishes of the Tzaddik. And they were looking at their watch, and it was 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, 20, and it was an extraordinary amount of time, and they were very concerned about the Tzaddik, what might happen over there. So they went in, and they saw that he was completely bepishi adam v'raglam on the cover, meaning that he was... Tzaddikim have ways of making yichudim with Tzaddikim by their Tzion, by the kever. And he was completely all arms and legs, completely prostrated himself on top of the kever. And they looked like he was a mace. But they quickly took him and they ripped him off. And he says, what are you doing taking me off? He says, had you let me just a little bit more time, I would have been in the Gan Eden with my Rebbe. His mom was so close to expiring, but he wanted to be in the Gan Eden with the Naim HaMelech. But they saved him. There's many stories like that by Tzaddikim. He writes himself in his Sefer, Parshas Vayera, he writes, I saw with my own eyes how the tzaddikim daven, that they have such a dveikus in his Parshas Agashmias, that they have such a dveikus in their tefillah, that if not for the fact that they attach themselves to something physical in the middle of their davening, they would completely expire. They would just leave this world because of the dveikus which they have b'shas tefillah. his minhag was that when he would say Torah at the tish, so he would share the Torah like in between the courses. So he would have a little bit to eat, and then he would share Torah, and then they would bring out the next food, and then he would say Torah, and then he would eat it, and they'd bring out the next food, and he would say Torah. So he got a message min hashamayim. He says, min hashamayim, they're makbid on you, because since they bring out the food and they bring it out warm, and when you talk, everything cools down. So min hashamayim, they paid this on you, that you shouldn't do like that. You shouldn't, that the food on Shabbos should be served hot and eaten hot, and it shouldn't be cooled off. So you have to change the way that he said the Torah, because they told him in hashamayim that the food on Shabbos should cool off while you talk. It wasn't appropriate. Very cool. How glad we should get messages like that, you know. He was once traveling from city to city, and it was a very long journey. And he told the driver that he needed a rest. He needed a break. The wagon driver pulled over. So he pulled out his Gemara and he started to learn. And he said, finally I could take a break. He couldn't learn while he was driving, because he couldn't go so long without learning. So he asked for, most people need a break. You know, they go for a walk, they use the restroom, whatever it is. It's too long without learning. He's like, break. Open up his Gemara, learn a little bit. One last story. There was a very great tzaddik of Shlomo Zalman from Viopoli. And we're not going to get to do the whole story, but just one part which is nogea to the Mar V'Shemesh at least. And it was time for him to go to the next world. And he was very old and very weak, but the Chassidim saw that he had something on his mouth that he wanted to say. So when he got the words out, he told the Chevet Kedisha of the city of Krakow, that he whispered to them and he said the following story. He said that the Mar V'Shemesh, on his travels to the visit to the Chayza, he would come and he would spend time in the city which I lived as a child. Pechenov, he would come for a night or two, and we would have the schus to host the tzaddik. When I was 5 years old, he said, he was in our house, and I observed him as a young child, his avoida and his davening, and how he conducted himself in the house. And I asked my parents, I said, I want to spend time with the tzaddik. I want to sleep in the same bed with the tzaddik. I want to sleep with the tzaddik. Of course, the parents said, why would you want to, you know, that's not appropriate for the tzaddik. You should share a room with him, share a bed with him. So he said that he cried. He very much wanted to do that. And then when I was crying, so the tzaddik came by and he noticed and he said, why do you cry, young child? So he said, I want to be in the same bed with the tzaddik as the tzaddik sleeps. So he agreed. So my parents said, no, of course you can. What do you mean? So in the morning when he woke up, so the parents apologized, you know, that the child was there. So he told the parents, he says, no, tov ma'od. He says, it was good. And my yelad hazeh tov lano, with the child like this, it's good to sleep with a child like this. So this is what he told the Chevek Disha, and he said, from these words I understood that I should be buried with the Mar V'Shemesh. Sleep with the tzaddik doesn't mean to be in the same. He said, to sleep eternally with the tzaddik. And because of that, he instructed the Chevek Kedisha. He understood from those words as a five-year-old that he should be buried with the name, with the Mar V'Shemesh. And there's a whole sipur how that happened. And he'd come to Krakow and to be buried there. Right now, even though he wasn't mishpacha or anything like that. But he saw that mamash just from the sichas chul in the Mar V'Shemesh. That he said, with a child like this, it's good to sleep. And instead, it meant an eternal sleep. That's what he understood from there. And the wishes of the tzaddik were in his kind. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable thing. I want to, and this is, you know, the last schus yaglin of Akoy Salome. The last, I can't say it's the last, we'll continue to Malav HaMalkim with Hashem over the summer for all those who are here, but I want to say farewell to all those who are going to be away for the summer, and just as an opportunity to thank all of those mishtatzim who came, continue to come, and to set up, and to sponsor, especially Achar from Mashiach, and for all those who are mishtatzim, it's a mamash a gevaldik thing to be able to have this opportunity in the shul and people to leave Shabbos and to enter into Malacha Malka, which is already a chanas for the next Shabbos, it certainly brings the Kaddish Baruch Hu tremendous nachas ruach. We should be able to have this chas to continue and to give him nachas ruach and to be zecha to have his crash at all the tzaddikim and learning their Torah and speaking about them, and to be zecha ourselves to reach halavai ep is something, at least myself, and to be zecha to be mashiach tzidkenu here. Amen. 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 Amen.